All right, let's get into this. There's a paradox on our roads that I think a lot of us see, but we almost feel a little, guilty talking about. It's the paradox of the older driver. On one hand, you've got someone with maybe 50 years of experience behind the wheel. They have the caution, they know the rules.
Right, they're not the ones drag racing down the highway at 2 in the morning.
Exactly. But on the other hand, you have the unavoidable reality of biology. And that creates this huge tension between being a safe driver in terms of intent and being a vulnerable driver.
And that word vulnerable, that is the whole ball game. Vulnerable not just to causing a crash, but vulnerable to what happens after the crash.
And that's the part of the story that gets lost.
It always does.
So for today's deep dive, we're zooming in on a very specific, very high-stakes environment. We're looking at that intersection of aging, biology, and the law right here on the roads of Westchester County and New York City.
Because let's be real, driving in some quiet suburb is one thing.
Oh.
Driving through White Plains at rush hour or merging under the Cross Bronx Expressway, that is a completely different beast.
It really is. So the mission today is to understand the mechanics of this danger. We'll look at the biology, why all that experience isn't always enough. We'll look at the geography, why these roads here are so unforgiving. And then we're going to look at the legal trap that just snaps shut on seniors when they get hurt.
And in the research, a specific solution, or rather a person, kept coming up. Norman Gershon.
The lawyer's lawyer. I saw that phrase.
That's it. We're going to get into why one attorney becomes the guy that other attorneys call when a case gets really tough. It's a fascinating look behind the curtain.
And he's got some numbers, some verdicts that are, well, they're staggering. We're talking
Yeah.
multi-million dollar verdicts. But before the solution, we have to understand the problem.
Let's do it.
So let's start with the driver. I think many of us get defensive about this. My dad will tell you he's the safest driver in the world because he never breaks the speed limit.
And he's probably right on the aggression front. Seniors rarely are the aggressors. They don't speed, they don't weave, they are, rule followers. But safety isn't just about intent, it's about capability. And there's this biological tax that we all pay as we get older, whether we like it or not.
Let's break down that tax because I think people just assume, oh, I wear glasses, my vision's fine, but it's way more complex than that, right?
So much more. It's not just acuity, it's about contrast and glare. Think about driving at dusk on a gray day in Westchester. A younger eye can easily pick out a dark car against a dark road.
Okay.
But as the eye ages, that contrast sensitivity just it drops off. You literally lose the edges of things.
The world gets flatter.
In a sense, yeah. And then you add glare. You know those super bright LED headlights everyone has now?
Yes, they're blinding.
Well, the recovery time from that glare increases dramatically with age. A teenager is blinded for a split second. A 75-year-old could be blinded for several seconds.
And at 60 miles an hour.
At 60 miles an hour, you are basically traveling the length of a football field completely blind.
That is just, it's terrifying. And I imagine that connects directly to reaction time. It's not just your foot moving to the brake, it's the brain processing it all.
It's the cognitive load. Driving is incredibly demanding. You're scanning, you're predicting. As we age, that processing speed slows just a tiny fraction. But on a highway like I-287, a fraction of a second is everything.
The source material brought up one specific really dangerous maneuver, the left turn.
Ah, yes. The Widowmaker.
Why is that so much harder than turning right?
Think about all the math you're doing. You're at a busy intersection in, say, downtown White Plains. You have to watch the light, you have to watch for pedestrians.
Right.
But at the same time, you have to judge the speed and distance of oncoming traffic.
And do it all at once.
All at once, and that gap judgment is the killer. You have to calculate that car's going 40, I'm at 0. Can I get across 2 lanes before he gets here? That specific skill, judging the closing speed of an object, is one of the first things to decline.
So you think you have the time, but you really don't.
And you pull out directly into the path of danger.
And we can't forget medications. We're not talking about anything illegal, just blood pressure meds, maybe something for arthritis.
The silent passengers. You feel perfectly fine, but a beta blocker might dampen your reaction time by 10 or 15%. It creates a fog you don't even realize you're in.
Okay, so we have the biological vulnerability. Now let's take that driver cautious, a bit slower to react, and drop them into this specific geography. Because driving here in Westchester and the Bronx is a different sport.
It is the commuter corridor. That whole stretch from White Plains down through Yonkers into the Bronx and then out to Queens, it is some of the most hostile driving territory in the entire country.
I was on the Cross Westchester Expressway, I-287, the other day. Hostile is the perfect word. It's a wall of steel.
I-287 is all high volume, high speed, constant merging. It's aggressive. But if you really want to talk about a nightmare for older drivers, we have to talk about the parkways.
Oh, the Hutch. The Bronx River Parkway.
Exactly. Those roads were designed in the 1930s for a Sunday drive. They're narrow, they're winding.
And the on-ramps, they're basically stop signs.
Yes. You have maybe 10 feet to go from 0 to 55 miles per hour. That requires flooring it. It requires an aggressive head check, which is tough if you have a stiff neck.
You can't hesitate.
If you hesitate on a parkway on-ramp, you are a sitting duck. And that's where the caution of an older driver actually works against them.
The very thing that makes them safe in one context makes them a target in another.
It's a fundamental mismatch between the driver and the infrastructure.
And it's not just the highways. The source is pointed to local streets, like in White Plains. It's sensory overload.
It is. Delivery trucks, buses, pedestrians on their phones. There's just too much data coming in at once for a brain that's processing things a little more slowly.
So we have the biology colliding with the geography, and that unfortunately leads to accidents. This brings us to the next piece of this, which I found honestly pretty disturbing, the fragility factor.
This is so critical, because if you or I get into a fender bender, we're annoyed. We might be sore.
But if it's my grandfather in that exact same crash.
It's a life-altering event.
Yeah.
Older bones are more brittle, the spinal column has less cushion, an accident that looks minor, just a bumper tap can result in spinal fractures, a broken hip, even a traumatic brain injury for a senior.
The body just has no bounce back.
Zero resilience. What's a whiplash injury for you is a cervical fusion surgery for someone over 70.
And this is where it gets really frustrating. You'd think the insurance companies would see this vulnerability and, you know, want to help.
Dryly, you would think.
Mm.
But that's where you run into the insurance trap. And it is, frankly, completely cynical.
How does that work?
Well, their goal is to pay out as little as possible. So when an older person makes a claim for a serious back injury from a crash, the insurance company doesn't look at the crash. They look at the calendar.
They look at their age.
And they say, wait a second, you're 75.
No.
You probably already had arthritis. You have degenerative disc disease. They argue the injury wasn't from the accident. It was a pre-existing condition.
So they're saying, we didn't break your back. Your back was already broken just from being old.
That is their argument. They try to blame the natural aging process to minimize the payout. They will dig up medical records from a decade ago to find one complaint of back pain to deny your claim now.
It's a strategy to wear you down.
Yeah, absolutely. They know an older person might not have the energy or the resources to fight them for 3 years.
That just feels so wrong. You get hit by a car, and then a multi-billion-dollar company tells you your pain isn't real.
It is wrong. And it's why the lawyer you choose is so much more important in these cases. You need someone who knows how to fight that specific cynical argument.
Which brings us back to Norman Gershon.
Norman Gershon.
The research kept using that phrase, the lawyer's lawyer. What does that actually mean in the legal world?
It's the highest compliment. It means when other personal injury lawyers get a case that's too complex, too medically challenging, or, and this is the most important part, is definitely going to trial, they call him.
So he's the specialist, call.
He's the trial guy. He has over 35 years of trial experience. And that word trial is key. Most lawyers want to settle fast. Norman Gershon prepares every single case as if it is going in front of a jury.
And why does that scare the insurance company?
Because it costs them money.
Yeah.
And risk. If they know your lawyer is afraid of court, they'll give you a lowball offer. The sources say insurance companies know and fear Norman Gershon because they know he won't blink. He will take them to court and make them explain their pre-existing condition argument to 12 jurors.
He calls their bluff.
Every time.
Okay, you mentioned making them pay. I like to see the proof. The sources listed some specific verdicts he's won. Can we talk about those?
We can. Let's start in Westchester Supreme Court. An intersection crash, that classic left-turn scenario.
Right.
The client needed cervical fusion surgery.
Okay, and the verdict?
$2.5 million.
Wow. $2.5 million. That's life-changing.
And it's not a one-off. He has multiple verdicts over $5 million in New York City cases for similar spinal fusions. But the big one, the one that really sends a message, was out of the Bronx Supreme Court.
The passenger collision case.
That's the one. Catastrophic injuries. The verdict was $16.5 million.
$16.5 million. That's not just compensation, that's a statement.
It's a statement that says you can't discount this person's pain and suffering just because of their age. It forces the system to treat them with respect.
And what's amazing is the accessibility. You hear numbers like that and you assume you need a massive retainer just to get them on the phone.
But that's not how it works. It's a contingency fee. It's
yeah.
simple. Only pay if you win. You can have no money in the bank and hire him. He funds the entire case. If you don't get a recovery, you owe him nothing.
It levels the playing field.
That's the only thing that does.
Okay, let's pivot to a practical action plan. For our listeners in Yonkers, the Bronx, Queens, if the worst happens, if there's a crash, what's the checklist?
The Gershon firm is very clear on this. Step one, and it's non-negotiable, get medical care immediately.
Even if you feel okay, you know, that tough it out mentality.
That's the worst mistake you can make. Adrenaline masks pain. You might not feel a hairline fracture for a day. If you wait a week to see a doctor, the insurance company will use that against you.
He'll say you weren't really hurt.
Exactly. You need that medical record started right away.
Okay, so medical care first. What's next?
Document everything. If you can, take photos of the scene, the cars, the road. Get names of witnesses. Get a copy of the police report. Build your case from minute one.
And step three is actually a don't. This is the big trap.
It is. Do not give a recorded statement to the other driver's insurance company.
The friendly phone call.
The very friendly phone call. They'll call the next day, sound very concerned, and ask, so, how are you feeling?
And you try to be polite and say, oh, I'm feeling a little better today.
And boom, they have you on tape. 6 months later, when you need surgery, they play that tape in a deposition and say, but you said you were feeling better. They are not your friend.
So you say nothing.
You say, please speak to my lawyer.
And the lawyer you want them speaking to is Norman Gershon.
That's the move. You consult an experienced litigator immediately.
I want to make sure everyone listening gets this number down. You should probably just save it in your phone right now. It is 914-485-1444.
And remember his scope. It's not just Westchester. It's the Bronx, Queens, Manhattan. He knows these courts. He knows these jury pools. That local knowledge is huge.
I'm going to say that number one more time, nice and slow. 914-485-1444.
It's the number that gives you your power back.
So as we wrap this up, what's the big takeaway? We've gone from the biology of the human eye to the geometry of the hutch.
For me, it's about realism. We have to be realistic that as we age, our bodies change, the roads aren't getting safer, and we're not getting more resilient. We have to accept that vulnerability.
And accept that the system isn't set up to help you.
No, it's set up to protect profits. And that's why the idea of the lawyer's lawyer is so important. In a system that will use your own age against you, the only equalizer is experience. You need someone with those 35 years of fighting these battles.
It's about getting a guardian. Someone who can turn the law from a weapon used against you into a shield that protects you.
Perfectly said. It's about dignity. Not just dollars.
Well, this has definitely given me a new respect for those parkway on-ramps.
Eyes open out there.
Always. And remember, if you or someone you love is in an accident in New York, you don't have to face those insurance companies alone. You know who the experts call. One last time, that number is 914-485-485-1444. That's 914-485-1444.
Stay safe.
See you in the next deep dive.